It's Ember Wednesday in the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. From The Sacramentary by Blessed Ildefonso Schuster. The solemn fast of the 3 days in Ember Week seems to have been originally peculiar to the Roman Church, whence it was afterwards borrowed by the other Latin dioceses. St. Leo I explains its meaning clearly, especially on the occasion of the December fasts, when he remarks that, at the end of the year, and before beginning to draw upon the winter resources, it is very fitting that we should dedicate the first fruits to the divine providence by a free will offering of abstinence and thanksgiving. In this case, there was a further motive. In ancient tradition, reserved the ordinations of priests and deacons to the month of December, and the faithful, following a custom introduced by the apostles themselves, felt constrained to unite with the bishops in prayer and fasting in order to call down from God an abundance of priestly gifts upon the heads of those newly chosen to minister at the altar. In truth, the highest interests of the Christian people are bound up to a great extent with the holiness of the clergy. And since Holy Scripture teaches us that the most terrible chastisement which Almighty God inflicts upon perverse nations is to give them pastors and leaders of their own kind, it is evident that the ordination of the sacred ministers is not a matter which concerns merely the bishop and his seminary, but one which is of supreme importance to the whole Catholic body. For this reason, the Acts of the Apostles record the solemn fasts and public prayers which preceded the ordination of the first seven deacons and the mission of Paul and Barnabas as apostles to the Gentiles. And today, after so many centuries, this rule has undergone no substantial relaxation. The rites and their outward setting are perhaps somewhat simpler now than they were at the height of the Middle Ages in Rome, but the fasts, the preparatory stations, and the solemn prayers of the Christian community still proceed in their due order the sacramental imposition of hands upon those elected to the priesthood. Yeah, that's well and good, but I think maybe in the Novus Ordo it isn't like that, is it? But our aspirations are the same, should be the same. Maybe one day again will be the same. Today, being Ember Wednesday in Advent, we remark that this is when the Missa Aurea, or Golden Mass, was celebrated. It's something that's fallen into desuetude. There's a strong Marian overtone to today's Mass formulary. The Roman station for today is St. Mary Major. The Gospel is the Annunciation. The illuminated missals and sacramentaries of centuries past presented the Gospel, or at least its initial capital letters, in gold, whence our nickname, Missa Aurea. And the Gospel pericope begins, Missus est Angelus Gabriel. It was once celebrated with a solemnity nearly approaching a feast day. Missa Aurea also refers to little dramas in medieval times in which the Annunciation was acted out. It is thus not just Golden Mass, but the Golden Sending, which, of course, refers to the moment in which our Lord becomes incarnate in the womb of the Virgin, and his work for our salvation begins a new phase. Missa Aurea comes to be used in the terminology of art history also for paintings of the Annunciation, which often contain dramatic elements associated with the tableau struck in the dramatic presentations of the mystery.